Okay, the Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Beis, going on to Gimel Amud Aleph, wants to know how many Dayanin you need for Dos Valvos. Rabbi Vo says that Midoraisa you need three because of Eir Parshios, so Elohim, 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 which is said three times, even though it's in the Parsha of Shomrim. Through Eir Parshas, we extend it to the Parsha of Halva as well. And therefore, technically, Midoraisa Hodas Valvo should require Mumchin Midoraisa. But the reason why Dini Mamanus Nahainu Gzelis the Chavalus Dafka require Mumchin, but Hodas Valvos do not, is a Dindra Bonan, the Gemara says. The reason why Hodas Valvos don't require Mumchin, Mishum de Rabbi Chanina. Dama Rabbi Chanina, Dover Torah, Echad Dini Mamanus, Echad Dini Nefashis, Bedrisha Vachakira. So just like Rabbi Chanina suspended the din of Drisha v'Chakira by Dini Mamonos because of Ne'ilat Delos, so the Gemara says they suspended the din of Mumchin midrabanan due to concerns of Ne'ilat Delos midrabanan. Ad kan divrei Gemara. Now Tosas asks in Dir Maskal Shelo Tinol. He says, don't think that the suspension of Drisha v'Chakira is limited to only Hodas Valvos. Rather, it extends to Gzeilos v'Chavalos, Ksuvas Isha, Vyerushos, Umatanos. All of them also do not require Drisha v'Chakira for the same reason. Instead of being concerned, Shalot Tinol Delos Pifne, over here the concern is we want to be known the Delos Kadesha Tinol Delos Pifne Gazonim. We don't want them to get away with it, thinking they can steal, and then we won't be able to find the proper basin to make them guilty. So therefore, they also suspended the din of Drisha v'Chakira as well. So Tosa says, okay, so Kaman Ar Gemara, when it comes to Dos Valvos, we suspended the din of Drisha v'Chakira and the din of Mumchin. So why not say the same thing by Gzeilos v'Chavalos also, that just like they get rid of Drisha v'Chakira, why not say they also get rid of Mumchin? And we know that's not true. Our Mishnah says that Gzeilos v'Chavalos require Gimel Mumchin. So Tosas answers that the concern of Ne'ilas Delos isn't so strong when it comes to Mumchin, and therefore, when it comes to Gzeilos v'Chavalos, again, that you don't require Drisha v'Chakira, Afal Pichin, you do require Mumchin. But then in the second answer, Tosas says it's not true. He's closer on the whole thing and says that since we never got rid of Mumchin when it comes to Gzeilos v'Chavalos, therefore, Huadinami, the need for Drisha v'Chakira stays in place as well for Gzeilos v'Chavalos. Nimsa, that the 2 days in Tosos are Lechora saying as follows. We have 2 days in Tosos, whether or not everybody agrees that you do require Mumchin when it comes to Gzeilos v'Chavalos, the Shaila is, do you require Drisha v'Chakira? So the Tzur of Tosos, Lechora seems to be, that Tosos 2 days is, what was the Gezira, or what was the takana rather, when it comes to Hodos Valvos? Our Gemara says that Hodos Valvos, they get rid of two things, Drisha v'Chakira as well as Mumchin. Was that two takanos, or was that one? Not necessarily historical, but just in the Ruach HaDvarim, is it two separate takanos, or was it one? Was there one takana, Rabbi Chanina, to get rid of Drisha v'Chakira, and another takana to get rid of Mumchin? In which case the first answer holds, when it comes to Gzeilos v'Chavalos, you can split. Gzeilos v'Chavalos, they shaykh the first takana, Ne'ilas Delos, not to get rid of, Drisha v'Chakira. But the second takana, in terms of getting rid of Mumchin, doesn't apply to Gzeilos v'Chavalos. Or, it was Kulachada takanahi. And the same takana that got rid of Drisha v'Chakira also gets rid of Gzeilos, also gets rid of Mumchin. And therefore, Tosas in the second answer holds, that just like you're not going to get rid of Mumchin when it comes to Gzeilos v'Chavalos, so it's not Bechlal the Takana. It's all or nothing. The same Takana got rid of both. So at Kama, you're not going to get rid of Mumchin when it comes to Gzeilos v'Chavalos. Huadinami, you didn't get rid of Drisha v'Chakira. So, Shaila number one is, what exactly is going on here? What are these 2 days in Tosas? Whether or not the original Takana was, were there two separate takanos on Drisha v'Chakira and Mumchin, or was it one? Well, what's the relationship? Why should Drisha v'Chakira and Mumchin be two separate things? Why should it be one? What's the pshat in the first two entries of Tosos? Tosos goes weiter, and Tosos says that according to this, that just like Zeilus v'Chavolos requires Drisha v'Chakira, and it also requires Mumchin, don't think that it's only limited to Zeilus v'Chavolos Dafka, that you can't be done without Mumchin, and Dafka when it comes to Hodos v'Alvos, it's okay without Mumchin. Rather, all these things, Zeilus, Ksuvas Isha, and Yerushas, and Matanos, and all these things, they're included in Hodos v'Alvos, and therefore, just like the Gemara says, we have a takana not to require mumchin and drisha v'chakira when it comes to odos v'alvos, huadinami, these things as well, they're included in odos v'alvos. Haraya, and he says, including all those things that the Gemara in Bava Kama says that we're of dinan shlichu sayhu for. That's also included in our Gemara. So, the Achronim, true from Tosus Maram and from the fact that Tosos is quoting the Gemara in Bava Kama, all the cases that you're Rav Dinan Shlichu Sayhu, and saying they're included in the Hodos Valvos in our Gemara of Ilas Delas, it's Muchach from Tosos that it's the same halacha. Our same Gemara that speaks about Ilas Delas or Hodos Valvos, Tosos says all the Gemaras in Bava Kama that speak about Rav Dinan Shlichu Sayhu is included. So Ilas Delas and Shlichu Sayhu, according to Tosos, is the same halacha, it's one and the same, our Gemara and the Gemara in Bava Kama. However, they quote that Rashi later on Daf Yud Gimel and the Beis, the last Rashi, Yeramaskal Amidin Dina Knossos, learn that our Gemara about Ne'ilas Delas and the Gemara Bava Kama about Avdin and Shlichu Sayu are two separate inyanim. What our Gemara is talking about, that when it comes to Adas Valvos, to get rid of Drisha V'Chakir and Mumchin because of Ne'ilas Delas, that's talking about in Eretz Yisrael, b'zman that there's smuchin. So in Eretz Yisrael there are smuchin. So you can go to a basin of samuch, you can go to a real basin. But the chachamim were concerned that since it's sometimes a tircha to get to a basin of mumchin, we're concerned that people aren't going to get involved in Hodos Valvos, and the malvin aren't going to want to lend money. So therefore, mishum ne'ilas delas, they suspended the din of Drisha Bechakira as well as the din of Mumchin in order to make it easier for people to lend. But when it comes to other things where it's not Shaykh Ne'ilas Delas, like Zelos and Dalet Shomrim, Rashi says it's not Shaykh Ne'ilas Delas over there, so then in Eretz Yisrael, Vizman that there's Mumchin, there's no suspension of Mumchin and Drisha Bechakira, and in Eretz Yisrael, Gzelos v'chavalos would require you to go to a basin of mumchin. The Gemara Bava Kama that says Avinon Shlichu Sayu, that's talking about in Bavel. In Bavel, there's no smuchin anyway. So since there's no smuchin anyway, you're going to be stuck. What again? In Eretz Yisrael, Gzelos v'chavalos, instead of relying on a basin of a yotos, go to a basin of smuchin. But in Bavel, there's no smuchin anyway. So then, because there's concern of the Chesr and Kis, then the Shlichi, there's another takana that's called Avdinon Shlichu Sayu, that since there's no smuchin, you're going to be stuck, Avdinon Shlichu Sayu, to get rid of the need of mumchin. So it's two separate things. Our Gemara and Ilas Delas is that they're talking about Hodos Valvos in Eretz Yisrael, when there's smuchin. Avdinon Shlichu Sayu is talking about in Bavel, when there's no smuchin, for Exelos Vechavalos. What comes out, I think, is that according to Rashi, the Ne'ilas Delas in our Gemara that gets rid of Drisha v'Chakira as well as Mumchin, that only applies to Hodos Valvos in Eretz Yisrael. Since there's Smuchin, l'chori you should have to go to Smuchin. No, Mishum Ne'ilas Delas, we want to encourage people to lend out money. We're going to say you don't have to go to a basin of Smuchin. You're not going to require Drisha v'Chakira. But Gzelos v'chavolos, that Rashi says Avinu Shlichu Sayu in Bavel, that was a separate takana. There, you don't have the option of going to smuchin, so we're concerned that people that the whole din that is just going to be mayhem in Bavel. So we did it again. Okay, so you can judge these cases even without mumchin, Avinu Shlichu Sayu. But Rashi's beferish, it's not because of Ne'ilas Delas, and therefore, since the din of Ne'ilas Delas in Ar Gemara gets rid of Drisha v'Chakira, as well as mumchin, but the tchila sever that gets rid of drisha of the chakira, lechor should come out in the cheshbin that of dinan shlichusayu in Bavel, hagam that they got rid of mumchin for gzelos vechavalos, but lechor you should still have to do drisha of the chakira. Because drisha of the chakira, the gemara is beferish, that's because of in the ilas delas. Rash is beferish in daf yud gimel that shlichusayu and gzelos vechavalos is not mishum the ilas delas. That's a separate dinan of dinan shlichusayu. So at Kama, there's no Ne'ilas Delas, according to Rashi, when it comes to Gzelas Bechavalos. In Bavel, L'chora, you should also require Drisha Bechakira. The problem is that the same Achorim, the Maram and Rekair, quote that they think that the Rush, here in Siman Aleph, by us, says the same thing as Rashi on Daf Yud Gimel. And the Rush says, Beferish, Ayidei Shlichusayu, just like you don't require Mumchin, you also don't require drisha v'chakira. Takanas gazlonim. Right. Yeah. Just. I think if you follow the cheshbon that drisha v'chakir is a din in ne'ilas delas, as our Gemara says, and the Gemara in Bava Kama about avdinu shlichusayu and bavel is not ne'ilas delas, rather shlichusayu, so we never see that drisha v'chakir is not taken care of, and therefore you still should require drisha v'chakir in bavel hagam that you don't require mumchin. However, according to the Siddur that the Rush learns al derech Rashi, says that you just like they got rid of mumchin, they also got rid of drisha v'chakir. So shayla number two. If this is a potentially machlokas Rashi and the Rush, what's that all about? That just because you got rid of mumchin ayde shlichusayu, would it also necessarily follow that you got rid of drisha v'chakira as well?
According to Rashi, shlichusayu delas, that takana was limited to Eretz Yisrael. It didn't apply everywhere, including Eretz Yisrael. Meaning
it was limited to hudas v'avos in Eretz Yisrael. Zeilus v'chavalos in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't do it because since there were smooth in Eretz Yisrael, so it goes with based on the
song.
There was such a big sorech by Hodas Valvos, Meshum Ne'ilas Delas, so then they even got rid of in Eretz Yisrael. That's what Rashi says. That's the Avdinu Shlichusayu. He says, by Shomrim and Gazonim, that's not called Ne'ilas Delas. It sounds like from Rashi, the reason why you have to get onto Ne'ilas Delas, that's a bigger sor because there's smuchin anyway here. So why would I be matir going to a deal with those? Just go to smuchin. No, Ne'ilas Delas is such a strong concern that even in Eretz Yisrael, so in Bavel, when there's no smuchin anyway, maybe you don't have to get onto it.
Which one comes first?
In a chanam. Okay. In a chanam. You're just saying it's two separate dinim. In when you're saying when it's not shayach, when it comes to shom and tzelos, it's not shayach and ne'ilas delas. That's lashon Rashi and that yud gimel on the base. And therefore, there's a new din of avdin on shlichus
ha'ar. You're saying you don't have to come out that he was saying that we should.
Right. I'm not sure. In maybe in Bavel Hodos Velvos also had to get on to ne'ilas delas. Maybe, in a chanam. So maybe, according to that cheshbon, in Bavel, Hadas Vavos also didn't require Drisha v'chakira, while in Bavel, Gzelos v'chavalos did. So that's shaila number two. The third thing is the Ran. The Ran here asks, Big Ran really busts open the whole sugya as two pretty basic kashas that cut through the whole sugya. He says, the first kashya is, why do you require, he says, from our Gemara it's mashma, that the only need for mumchin when it comes to das vavos is if you would hold of er parshios. So therefore Elohim tells me that you require mumchin. But if you wouldn't hold of er parshios, then there's no need for mumchin when it comes to hodas vavos. Ashenkin, the Gemara in Gittin, and above a comma, the Gemara in Gittin rather says the reason why when a buyer is asking Rav Yosef, how could he be ma'asa on the get, he says, Hediotos aren't allowed to do it, and because of Xeris HaKasav, of Lifnehem velo Lifne Hediotos. So, in our Gemara, it's mashma that the need for Mumchin was just because of Elohim. And as long as you don't hold of Erev Parshios, there's no need for Mumchin by Hodos Valvos. Tepuklei, because of the second Pasuk, Lefneim Lo Lefnei Hediotos. Why do you need two separate Pesukim? That's what the Ran says, to be Mamayit Hediotos. Elohim is Mamayit Hediotos, and Lefneim is Mamayit Hediotos. What are two doing? In our Gemara's Mashma, that we're totally not dealing with the Pasuk of Lefneim Lo Lefnei Hediotos. Harai, if you don't hold of Erev Parshios, there's no need for Halvos to have Mumchim. That's kasha number one. In kasha number two, he says, what do you need this whole two things also about Avdina Shlichisayu and Ne'ilas Delas? L'chavar, it's the same thing. It says, Ne'ilas Delas is a reason to get rid of Mumchim, and Avdina Shlichisayu is also a reason to get rid of Mumchim. So why do you need two separate things? And he says, don't say like Tosos, that really it's the same thing, and it's just like a... One's like a siva. What's the reason why Chazal decided to employ Shlichusayu is because there was a Ne'ilas Delas? He says it's not true, because when it comes to Drisha Vechakira, the Gemara says, had to get rid of Drisha Vechakira, even though Midarais it's needed, was just a concern of Ne'ilas Delas. So why not also say we get rid of Mumchin because of Ne'ilas Delas? Why do you have to get on Ne'ilas Delas and Shlichusayu when it comes to Mumchin? When it comes to Drisha Vechakira, just Ne'ilas Delas is enough. You don't find a Dino Shlichusayu by Drisha Vechakira. So to say it's the same thing, he says it's not mashma like that. So why do you need it at all? Ne'ilas Delas alone is good enough to get rid of Drisha V'Chakira. It should be good enough alone to get rid of Mumchin as well. Why do you have to get on to Shlichusayu? So the Ran answers both questions. He says that it's two separate sugyas. Our Gemara and Gittin are dealing with two separate sugyas. It says our sugya is dealing with Etzem Din. When it comes to a din of Hodos, of Valvos, Etzem Din is only kasher if the Pesach Din is reached through a Beis Din of Mumchin and not through a Beis Din of Hediotos. It's only binding in the halachic world. It's going to register on the book, Chayiv, Pater, Asim Rater, whatever it is, when there's a Beis Din of Mumchin. That's when the Pesach Din is relevant. And that's turned out from Elohim. So therefore, if you don't hold of Erev Parshios, when it comes to Halva, the Pesach Din is going to be relevant even if you don't have Mumchin. The Gemara in Gittin isn't talking about the Pesach Din. It's talking about that there's a separate Isser to go to Din Lifnei Hediotos. Just like there's an Isser to go to a Beis Din Shalkusim, to go to a Shalkusim, even if you're Makabel the Din upon yourself, that whatever they say is going to be binding, it doesn't make a difference. He says that there's an Isser to go to them. Because it's an Eloi Yerasam, you're giving a chashivas to that velt. So who denami to go to a basin of Hediotos is Aser, as Lashon is, because now they're being mishtamish with the Keser Shal Mumchin. You're showing that they're Mumchin, you're putting the Keser of Mumchin on these Hediotos, and that's Aser. Just like it's Aser to go to our culture. And for that, and that's learned out from Lifnei below Lifnei Hediotos, that there's an Iser to go to that kind of basin. And how do you get rid of that Isser? He says that's the din of Shlichusayu. Meaning, the din of Elohim that says you require Mumchin means that the Psak din is only relevant al yidei Mumchin. How did they get rid of that din? How did they say that now a Psak din vodos valvos that's arrived through Hediotos is a meaningful din? Ni'ilas delas, the Hainu Hefker based on Hefker. Has also a need of Ne'ilas Delas, people aren't going to lend out money, so they matured up Pesach Din, that becomes on the books. That's okay, as long as it's done through a basin, even through, though it's done through a basin, through a field, it's through Hefker, basin, Hefker. But Betoras Ches, with Betoras Gavra, Lamaisa, they're Hediotos. And therefore, how do you go to a basin of Hediotos? Good, their Pesach Din might be okay, but you're not allowed to go to them. Lamaisa, they're Hediotos. Again, never say Hefker, basin, Hefker, but they're Hediotos. When I said Lifnev, Lord Meir says that there's an Isser to go to them. That's a separate parsha. That's a separate din of Shlichusayu Kavdina. And he says that the Smuchin were Mochel undercover, and therefore Beisdin was able to place the Kesher Shal Mumchin on the Hediotos in order to matir that Isser.
That would be necessary in Eretz Yisrael too for Hodos Valvos to go to.
Yes. So he says both the dinim are needed. Even Hodos Valvos in Eretz Yisrael, require both dinim. One is to say that the din is relevant, the psak that's reached al yedei idiotos, that's through nilas delas, that's not for bris and nefker. To matter the issur of going to them, good, the psak is relevant. But what matters the issur to go to them, that you need shlichus ayim. So, hadra kusha l'duchta, according to Tosos, for example, was already proved that the din of shlichusayhu and nilas delas is the same din. How are you going to deal with the Ram's kasha? The Ram said, you can't tell me that nilas delas and shlichusayhu is the same din, because if nilas delas was sufficient to get a drisha of the chakira, it should also be sufficient to get rid of mumchim. Why do you need to get on to nilas delas and shlichusayhu to get rid of mumchim? According to Tosfos, Masha'in came when according to just get rid of the drisha v'chakira, and the ilas delas should be enough. So just a chazar b'ksar, we have three shailas. First, what's the pshat in the 2 days in Tosos, whether or not when it comes to gezelos v'chavalos you get rid of drisha v'chakira? We said that's telling on whether or not there was one takana or two takana by hodos v'chavalos to get rid of drisha v'chakira and the ilas and mumchin, and therefore if it's two you can split between gezelos v'chavalos that you drisha v'chakira is out but mumchin is in. Masha'in kain when it comes to gezelos v'chavalos. And the second answer, no, that it's kula chada ta kana the baba mita, they get rid of drisha v'chakira, they also get rid of mumchin, and therefore when it comes to gezelos v'chavalos, since they didn't get rid of mumchin, you also didn't get rid of drisha v'chakira. Shaila number two is in the cheshbon, what's the machlokas Rashi and the Rush, whether or not ayidei avdin and shlichusayhu you would require drisha v'chakira in bavel, and the Rush is mashma that ayidei shlichusayhu, just like you don't require mumchin, you also don't require drisha v'chakira. And also, what's Tosas going to do with the Ran's cheshbon? Why should How's going to answer the question? Why is ni'ilas delas sufficient to get rid of drisha v'chakira, but you require ni'ilas delas plus shlichusayu, even though Tosa says it's the same thing? Why does the Gemara need a new shprach? How does the Gemara need a new din, even though it's based on the same thing to get rid of mumchim? So I think to answer all of this, you can answer based on a yisod that the Gedolei Achronim have. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz has this in Shari Chaim and Gittin in Siman Yud Ches. The Divrei Eliezer, Rav Eliezer Yudel Finkel has this in Gittin Siman Dalet, I think it was Yud Zayin. That in the Parsha of Idus, there's Nichlal two things. One's the etzem hagodas edus of the Eden, and there's a second din, which is the kabbalas edus ayde beistin, and that for certain din might have a separate status of a gemar din of the kabbalas edus of beistin to say this now is edus which is roy to dan al piha. This is edus michul venas. This is good edus. Then now I can go weiter and make a psak din, make a lacha based on this edus. That's separate from the etzem Hagadas Edus. Kavi Mahadvar Mamurim. They bring a raya based on Aliyas the Rabbeinu Yonah that the Shita quotes in Baba Basra, the Kuf Samachay, that says like this. If Edom walk into Beistin and they say, we heard that Ploni and Ploni gave Edus about Ish Ploni that he's Chayiv Amana, so that's Edom P. Edom. So these Edom are just saying, we heard that other Edom gave Edus, and that in that Beistin, that Ish Ploni is Chayiv Amana, that's not good Edus, that's Edom P. Edom. But if these Edom would come into Beistin and say, we heard other Edom in a separate Beistin give Edus, and it was Neskabel in Beistin, there was a Psak, the Lashon is, and a Gemara Din in Beistin, that it's Edus Mechuvenes, that it's good Edus, Hagam that they didn't hear the psak from Beistin if the guy is chayv or pater. His lesson is there was just a gemar din and the psak that Edus said this is good Edus, this is Edus Mizlvenes, it passed all the tests. So it's kilu they saw the Edus themselves, and that's not called Edmipiad. Meaning, there's some Kabbalah's Edus, whether or not this is good Edus, to go weiter, the Dan Alpiha has a separate status than just the Haggadah's Edus itself, which is called Eid Mi'pi Eid, and it's also independent of the Psak Din, of the Gemar Din, whether or not the guy is actually Chayv or Pater. If that's the case, maybe Yesh Lachkor, the din of Drisha v'chakira. Is that a din in the Etzem Hagodas Edis of the Edim? Or is that a din in the Kabbalas Edis of the Beis Din that they're only able to go weiter to a reach out of Psak if it was a Skabalan Beis Din Edis Chakura? Meaning, Mitzad the Edim, their Edis themselves, it's not called Edis unless it's Edis Mechuvena, so unless it passed all the tests of Drisha v'chakira. That's just not a chefs of Edus. Or is it more of a din in Beis Din, that Beis Din can't be makabel in Edus? They can't reach, as we're saying, this Gemar Din of Kabbalah's Edus, that this is Edus Kshera Lodun Alpiha, unless it passed through the test of Drisha v'chakira, unless this is Edus Chakura. Is it a din in the Edim in the Etzem, the chefsa of the Edus, or is it more the din in Beis Din that they can't be makabel this Edus unless it's Edus Chakura passed through all the tests of Drisha v'chakira? If that's the case, it could be that maybe that's what Rashi and the Rush are arguing about. The Rashi, again, as we said, based on the Cheshbon, that Avdinam Shlichusayu for Gzeilus v'chavalos in Bavel, L'chora, Hagamdi, you got rid of the din of Mumchin, but the din of Drisha v'chakira still remains. Why? Because the din of Drisha v'chakira is not a halach in Beis Din. The din of Drisha v'chakira has to do with the chefsa of Edus, with the Edim, that it's only called an Edus that's coming out of their mouth. Etzem Hagodah is only called a Hagodah's Edus. Hakama, it goes through Drisha v'chakira. Therefore, that has nothing to do with Shlichu Sayu. Shlichu Sayu is a din in Beis Din that we're saying, Ayidei, the din of Shlichu Sayu, normally a Beis Din that requires a Mumchin. Now we can bundle them down to Hedyotos. But in terms of the Etzem Edus that's required, why should that make a difference? What does Shlichu Sayu have to do with the Edus? It has to do with the Dayanim on the Beis Din, which is the caliber of Beis Din that's required. And therefore, Hagam that Ayidei, the din of Shlichu Sayu, we're bumping the Beis Din down from Beis Din of Mumchin to Beis Din of Hedyotos, but you still require Drisha v'chakira. Drisha v'chakira din in the Edus. Where do you see that the Edus should change just because the din of the Beis Din themselves changed down from Mumchin to Hedyotos? Mashenkin, according to the Rosh, the din of Drisha v'chakira that's required for the Edus is a din on the Beis Din. That Beis Din can only be until the Gemara din, the Kabbal of Edus, which we're saying as a separate chalos, that this is called Edus Michuvenes, to go weiter with, which is Kasher, Lodin Alpiha, is only called Kasher Edus at Kama Yitzchakar. And therefore, Baba Mida, you see that there's already a Shinoi in the Beis Din. Already, Ayidei, the din of Shlichu Sayu, there's already a Shinoi in the Beis Din. We're going from Mufin to Hedyotos. So it could be also that this din of Drisha v'chakira, which, as we said, is a din in the Kabbalah's Beis Din, a din in the Beis Din, also gets suspended. If that's the case, then I think you can, the gradual next step, that's exactly what the 2 days in Tosos are arguing over, whether or not there were two separate takanos, or one takana when it comes to hodos of alvos, to get rid of mumchin and to get rid of drisha v'chakira, or if it's all the same thing. What's the relationship between mumchin and drisha v'chakira? So again, if drisha v'chakira is a din in Beis Din, it's a din in the Kabbalah's Beis Din, it's only kasha pia to go weiter unless it's edus chakira. So mumchin and drisha v'chakira have everything to do with one another. They're both halachos and Beis Din. So kama, we're bumping down the caliber of Beis Din that's required to go down from Mumchin to Hedyotos. We also got rid of that din of Beis Din of Drisha v'chakira as well. But the first answer holds on, that you can split. And Gzeilus v'chavalos doesn't require Drisha v'chakira. Hagam that you do require Mumchin, because they have nothing to do with one another. Drisha v'chakira is a din of the Hagodas Edus. And therefore, Ayidei in the Ilas Delas, you're able to get rid of that. Hashem Kain, going from Mumchin to Hedyotos, since that's halacha in the Beis Din, you don't necessarily see from Rabbi Chanina, and therefore those v'chavos would also require mumchin as well. If that's the case also, I think that answers the third kasha as well. What was the Ran's kasha on Tosfos? That how could you tell me that Shlichu Sayu and Ilas Delas really means the same thing? You see that Ilas Delas is enough to get rid of Drisha v'chakira when it comes to hodos velvos. So why not say Ilas Delas is enough to get rid of mumchin also when it comes to hodos velvos? So why do we have to get onto Ilas Delas and Shlichu Sayu if it really means the same thing? So the answer is no, that they have nothing to do with one another. Maybe Tosos holds and that just because you got rid of Drisha v'chakira when it comes to hodos velvos, that's a din in the Eidus. That's what we're saying. The Eidus, which of the Eidus, the Chevsa of Eidus normally requires an Eidus, which is Drusha v'chatura. It has to go through Dreja in order to be called an Esen Chevsa of Eidus. So we're saying we suspended that through the din of Ni'ilas Delas. But now we're trying to do something else. Now we're trying to tell you Allah in Beis Din. So it's true that Ni'ilas Delas takes away Drisha v'chakira, and Ni'ilas Delas also takes away the need for Mumchin, but they're doing two separate things. So maybe to get rid of the need of Mumchin, which is Allah in Beis Din, Ni'ilas Delas coupled with Shlichus Ayo has to do the job. You can't bring a riot just because Ni'ilas Delas is enough to get rid of Drisha v'chakira. It should also be enough to get rid of Mumchin. They're doing two separate things. So in a Chanami, to get rid of Mumchin, you have to come up to Shlichus Ayo. The impetus is Ni'ilas Delas. Why did the Chacham decide to make a Shlichus Ayo? Because there was a Chashash. But you can't ask the Kash if it's enough for this, it's enough for this, if they're doing two separate things. Yeah, one last Hayara is that the Ran's Kash again, or the Ran's Hechrich, that there's two separate dinim, Ma'yudei the din of Ni'ilas Delas and Shlichus Sayu and Elohim versus Lefneim, is that aside from that some din that has to come out of Basin, there's only Kasher Ayudei, a Basin of Mumchen, there's a separate Isser, even if you can solve that through Hefker based on Hefker, there's a separate Isser to go Lefnei Hedyotos, is that what's Rashi going to do with that? Rashi and Daftid Gimel, as we said before, said that Ni'ilas Delas and Shlichus Ayo are two separate parashiyos. And Ayidei Ni'ilas Delas, they mattered Hodas Valvos in Eretz Yisrael, Hagam that they were smuchim. L'chor through Hefker based on Hefker. So good. That tells me that the Etzim Psakti is Kasher. But still L'chor in Eretz Yisrael, L'chor Kol Shekin, if there's smuchim there, what solves the Isser of you going to a based on of Hedyotos? According to the Ran, what gets rid of that is Shlichus Ayo. Rashi says there was no Shlichus Ayo in Eretz Yisrael in Hodas Valvos. That was only in Babel, for Zelos Vechavolos, for Asna Shayach, in the Ilas Delas. So why, according to Rashi, Ayidei in the Ilas Delas, can you solve the Etzim Psak Din and solve the Isra of going to Hedyotos? And according to the Ran, the Ilas Delas, Hefker Beis and Hefker will only solve the Etzim Psak Din, but the Isra of going to Hedyotos, you have to get off the Shlichus Ayo. The Ran says that you need Shlichus Sayu to get rid of the Issa. Yeah. So we'll get to that hopefully in a second. How does that work? So I think if you take a close look at the Lashonos of Rashi and the Ran, this point is debatable. Not to the exclusion of the first thing I said, which is also heavily debatable. But it's meduyak, I think, in the Ran that the Isser to go lefnei Hedyotos is not just a bizoyon of not going to a based on a mumchen. It's not just like you're being mevazed the smuchen, almost like a shevi altasa by going to a based on of Hedyotos, but it's that the etzem, the Hedyotos, are puzzle. Going to them is aser in its own right. First of all, he compares it to a based on of our koshal kusim, which he says is aser mishum iloy yirasam. You know, it's not like he's saying to go to a non-Jewish court. That's a betel, that's a bizoyon of the Jewish court. Why are you going there? You should be going to the Jewish court. No, that there is intrinsically an isser of going to the Arkola Shalkusim because that shows it. You're doing a chashiv, a stagandas, and Eloi Yerasim, and who are denying me to go to the Bishan of Hedyotos? Now they're being mishtamish with the Kesar Shalmumchim. L'chora, I would have said, fakir. The isser is going to the Hedyotos because they're not wearing the Kesar. Why not go to the Mumchim who are wearing the Kesar? You're going to the Jyotis that aren't wearing the Kesser, you're being Mavaz with the Kesser. You're showing that I don't need Smuchim. You're showing that I'm going to go to even Hedyotos. His lesson is going to the Hedyotos, now you're giving them the Kesser. Now they're being Mishamitz with the Kesser Shel Mumchim. It sounds like you're giving it to them. That's awesome. That's just because it's a Bittul. What's the Bittul? you're making them into mumchen, that's the iser, because be'etzem, they're hedotus, it's an iser in and of itself, not just because it's a bit of not going to the base skin show a smuchin. I think in Rashi, though, it's meduyik now like that. The Rashi keeps on saying all over the place, there's this lashon of like, estinas rishus, that the way that Shlich Hussayah works is that, yeah, they said it's okay, don't worry about it. He never says that that like they're becoming mumchen. I think adarava, the iser according to Rashi of going to a basin of hediotos is a bizayon of not going to the basin of shol smuchen, and therefore at kama they give rishos, so you're not being mavaza them anymore. The hainu, the iser according to the Ran is going to hediotos is that you're making them into mumchen. You're being machter them with the keser shel mumchen, and that's aser. You're making them into mumchen, and they're not mumchen. They're hediotos. According to Rashi, the iser is that not going to the smuchen. You're going to hediotos, and therefore you did the din of shlichusayi was saying you don't require smuchen anymore. Not that shlichusayi is making them into mumchen. I think according to the Ran, the way that you solve the problem is that in Rakanai, once they're being mochel on their kavod, shlichusayi says now they become mumchen. Now it's mutter to be machter them with the keser shalmumchen because they were mochel. So good, you're going to hediotos. You're being machter them, the etzem going to the din. That's okay. You are able to go to these mumchen. The etzem they're hediotos. Shlich Hussayu says that now they're mumchen. According to Rashi, no. The word is that I did the din of Shlich Hussayu. You don't need the mumchen. Not that. According to the Ran, you always need mumchen. Either hediotos, how are they mumchen? Shlich Hussayu says that they become mumchen. According to Rashi, no. I did the din of Shlich Hussayu saying that you don't need mumchen. Once you don't need mumchen, memela, there's no bizayon. Once you go to the hediotos. Hadvarim, and maybe that Higufa is how Rashi is going to answer the Ran's kasha. That according to the Ran, Hefker based on Hefker tells you that the Etzem Din is okay, but how are you able to be machshir them with the Kesser Shel Mumchen? That's the Kiras Dover Meritor Vikom B'yasei. You're putting the crown on them, and that's awesome. So he has to get on to Shlich Hussayah, whoever that works, to Etzem that there's a Mechila, and therefore now you are able to be now you are able to place the crown onto that Masha'inkin. According to Rashi, there's no Isser be'etzem of going to a base in Shel Hadyotos. It's just a bittel, it's a design of going to the base in Shel Smuchen. And mainly, just like the din of Hefker based in Hefker, it's like kind of like an Akira Stavim and a Torah, but Shevi Altasa. So we're also, the Isser of Shevi Altasa going to the base in Shel Smuchen, Ayideh of going to the base in Shel Hadyotos is also Mutter Ayideh. Ni'ilas Delos. And therefore, according to Rashi, you solve both issues. Going to the base in Shal Hadyotos is solved through Ni'ilas Delos, because anyway, it's the Shevi Atasa Dika thing, as well as solving the issue of the Psak being abandoned. According to the Ran, you have to get onto a new din of solving the Isser, the Hefker based in Hefker. The Ni'ilas Delos isn't going to cut it because it's more Kumbi Asse, you're being machter them, and the only way to be machter them, turning them into Mulkin, is all you did a din of Shlich Hussayhu. Shkoyach. Because Rashi all the time always speaks about Nesinas Rishus. That's the way that Lishlech Hussayah works. It sounds like the Isser, you just didn't have Rishus to go there. Why don't you have Rishus to go there? Because you're supposed to go there instead. What gives you the right to go there? You should have gone there. You're being Mavaz at them. So now, Eidei Nesinas Rishus. There's no Isser anymore. The Ran never mentions anything about like a Nesinas Rishus, and he compares it to our Golo Shel Goyim, and he says, you're being Mishtamish with the Kesar Shel Mumchen. Why? They're just Hedyota. Where do you see Adra? I would say Adra. They're. The Isser is not being Mashamish for the Keser Shel Mumchen. He's saying, going to Hediotos, now you're making them be Mashamish. That's awesome. It's more like a proactive Isser. Hmm?